the Galileo 3 podcast, hosted by me, Roman, and my awesome co-host, Sydney. In this podcast, we will review every single one of the 80 episodes of the original Star Trek series, starting today with the first pilot episode, The Cage. But before we dive into that, let's have a bit of information about us. Sydney, tell us something about yourself.
So, my name is Sydney. There's many things that I enjoy, but I think out of all of them, it's got to be dessert. Dessert is literally my favorite. It's my life. It's and the hardest thing I feel like for me is picking a favorite dessert. I don't think out of all of the desserts in the world, I don't think there's a favorite that I have personally. Like, there's not a favorite ice cream I have. There's not a favorite pie I have. There's not a favorite anything I have. I just love it all. So desserts is definitely number one in my head always. Number two, I'd say about probably animals, dogs. I love dogs. I love studying them. I love training them. I love just knowing the different breeds and how exotic they are and everything about that.
Actually, our mascot is a dog, Bo.
Yes. Okay, so my dog Bo, he is turned a year back in July. He is a giant sheepadoodle, a poodle and an Old English sheepdog mix. He loves to play, jump, everything that you can think of.
So cute, yeah.
He just loves, so energetic, yeah, so energetic. Facts about you, Roman.
Okay. It's my turn.
Here's some facts about you.
Okay, I'm Roman, 22 years old, recently August 15th.
Happy birthday. Belated.
I'm from Germany, so excuse my terrible accent.
It's not terrible. I love accents. They're so cool. I feel like
I can also do Scottish. Hi.
Oh, there you go.
I'm from Germany. I'm studying here in Germany, design, and my hobby is to draw, and
you're an amazing artist. So, on to my desserts of the week. Roman and I will be alternating desserts every other week. We'll bring our favorites, or just no, not our favorites, because I don't have a favorite. All dessert is good. So I don't know how to say it.
Maybe we will bring desserts that kind of fit to the episode. We'll try.
There you go.
We'll try. Yeah.
Somehow. We'll try to bring desserts that fit the episode.
Some drinks. I only know something. So
introduce your dessert, Roman.
Right. I will. I have a cake today. It's a Philadelphia cake. It's like yogurt in it, and it's really great.
Is it green?
It's green.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
It's green. You know that line.
Okay, so your cake is like the same color as the Orion slave girl.
Yeah, it is. Yes.
Vina. So that's the way it relates to this episode.
Of course it does, yeah. And what do you have for dessert today?
I have a very random Werther's original candy that my brother gave me to keep in my backpack. So he is my favorite. It's just like a little caramel candy.
Yep.
I mean, you should.
I love that.
I feel like everybody should know what that is, but if you don't. The little caramel candy, and it is so good.
It is
so good. Yes. It just melts in your mouth, and oh, it's so good. I love it.
Yes. We're on to the short summary of this episode. In this episode, the USS Enterprise, under command of Captain Christopher Pike, receives a distress signal from the fourth planet of the Talos Star Group, which comes from the crew of the SS Columbia. A landing party beams down, following this, and they find a camp of survivors there. And then they meet a survivor named Vina, played by Susan Oliver. And eventually they find that Vina is actually the only survivor. And everything else was a hallucination planted in their minds by the inhabitants of this planet, the Talosians. Following this, Pike is captured by the Talosians, taken underground in a underground cavern, and they want to repopulate the planet by using Pike and Vina as kind of breeding material. Meanwhile, landing party beams down and tries to break open the cavern doors, but they fail. And so they try to beam into Pike's cell, but only Number One and Human Cold arrive there. And eventually, Pike manages to break free and threaten one Talosian. And eventually, the Talosians let them go because they find that the humans don't like to be captivated. So they provide Vina with an imaginary Pike, and they leave the planet. That's where the episode ends.
Yay.
Yes. Well, next we will talk about the teaser of this episode, but it's in fact the only episode that does not have a teaser. So we could jump right in to the first half of this episode in depth. So, Sydney?
All right, so I love how, like, in the first scene, they go through the top of the ship, like the camera, and it goes, like, it's all animated and stuff, and then it just goes into, like, reality in the watcher's perspective, and it just looks so cool
It
how
looks
they
so
just
cool, it does.
going through the top. I wonder if they ever did that in any of the others, like did that sort of
They never did
view.
that in.
They never did. Yeah, I didn't think
Don't think
so.
so.
It's pretty interesting
So,
how
but
they started out with
this version
it.
of the Enterprise is different than we see it in the original
Oh,
run of the Enterprise.
that's
And
true.
what's your favorite Enterprise, actually? The one
That's
from the
really hard.
page or the one with the spinning Bossard collectors?
I feel like the spinning sword collectors, that one,
Iconic,
it just looks so cool.
it does,
Yeah.
So,
So
and
I have a question for you.
yeah,
What are the first words spoken by Spock?
It was,
Very first
in fact,
words.
the first words ever spoken in Star Trek, and
Yes.
check the circuits.
There you go. You got that one. It's just so interesting. I don't know, it just fascinates me.
It does, yeah.
It's like the very, very
Fascinating.
first words spoken in Star Trek. They were spoken by Spock.
Spot.
Just like,
This
wow.
iconic character.
So neat. Yes. Most iconic. Yes.
Well.
Let's see. Question number two. What were number one's first words?
I think it has to be. There has to be something out there, something like that.
Very close, very close. But you missed the first part of that. It's no, it's something else. There's still something out there. So you get half points for
Right.
that one. All right, one last one. What were Captain Pike's first words?
It has to be. I guess it would be. Stay as she goes. What was it
So
that?
she goes. Let us know if Roman got it right.
Yeah, let us know on Instagram and Twitter.
What do y'all think? What do y'all think? Do y'all have an idea of what his first words were? Let us know what your first thought was in Instagram, Twitter, Galileo 3 podcast.
Now,
His first words were steady as we go, not she goes. So close. And that, don't you think it would be so cool if in the upcoming show Strange New Worlds, if they made new Captain Pike have the exact same first words? I feel like that
That'd
would
be
be a
cool, yeah.
really cool idea to do.
It would be
I feel like they should really do that.
a great nod to the old.
A little throwback right there.
So, I don't know if you got that, but there's no star date in this episode.
Oh,
Yeah.
that's true. I wonder how many episodes don't have a star date. I
Yeah.
wonder if that was the only one
A
or the first
few,
one
I believe. It's not the only one, I know that,
or... Right. Okay.
but.
We'll have to check that out and see how many.
Yeah. Right. So it's starting with the old intro directly, without the teaser, and then they zoom on the bridge, as you said. We see Park in his chair. Beside him standing Spock, who yells, "Check the circuit!" Very military, I believe. And yeah, then they receive the distress signal. And they find that the distress signal is in fact from the missing SS Columbia, who disappeared in that sector 18 years ago. And there's the first use of the term Class M planet. Did you catch that?
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. I just remembered that was gonna be part of my quiz later, but
Okay.
you jumped ahead. No, I'm just
Okay.
kidding.
So, Pike leaves the bridge and meets with Dr. Boyce in his quarters. Right.
Oh, right, I forgot about Dr. Boyce. What are the first words of Dr. Boyce?
Right. I know that Pike calls him through this large communication device they have, this communicator. And I think Boyce responds with, Boyce here?
Yes, exactly. But what are his first on-screen words? Do you know that one?
That's tough. Think he prepares an alcoholic beverage or some drink for Pike, but I don't know what he said exactly.
He says, "I understand we picked up a distress signal." And
Right.
then,
All right.
so those are his
Wasn't it
first on-screen words.
he asked for Pike? Yes.
Yes.
Right.
So, do you know when the first film scene of Star Trek and of the Cage were filmed?
First film scene. The exact date or the year?
Yes.
The
The exact date.
exact date.
The day, the date, the month, and the year.
All right.
If
I know it was.
anybody knows this, y'all get a cookie.
Yeah, you get an extra dessert.
100%.
It was in 1954. I know that, but
19 what?
1954.
64.
Sorry. Yeah, of course, 64.
Good.
And I feel like what month? I feel like it would be, wasn't it November or December, I believe.
Yes, November.
November.
November. Now for the day. What do you think? What day?
I have to guess there. I would think it was something in the middle, like 15th or 16th.
Little bit later.
Later. 20s?
Little
22nd.
bit more. Much more. Okay, I don't know how much
Okay.
more, but I'm just kidding. Little bit more.
27.
Yes,
Yeah,
exactly.
right.
November 27, 1964, and what day?
The day of the week.
Yes, what day of the week?
Oh, getting really specific there. Tuesday?
Nope.
I have to guess there. I don't know.
Okay. Friday,
Friday.
November 22nd. I mean, no.
27.
Friday, November 27th, 1964.
Right. So,
So that one was a level
yeah,
harder.
it was. I've written down something about this flower scene on the planet's surface,
Oh,
where
yes.
Spock and Pike touch the flowers, and Spock smiles. I've a theory about that.
Okay,
I've
what's your
always
theory?
imagined these flowers to have like a pheromone that they
Okay.
carry and make humans happy. They, which, right.
Yeah. I loved
I
that
love that
scene
scene.
so
Yeah,
much.
so
I
good.
mean, it's the first time the Vulcan smiles
Yes,
in Star Trek.
he does.
That's I mean, Ethan Peck smiled on Discovery, which I thought
It's
that
like a
was a
nod to
really,
that, to this early Spock.
Do you know the reason Leonard Nimoy smiled though? He said he felt he needed to bring some energy out for the show, since the captain seemed like a little bit reserved, a little bit
Yeah, a
more
little bit laid
private.
back, yeah.
And so when Leonard Nimoy began working with William Shatner
Yeah.
as Kirk, he felt that William
Yeah.
Shatner brought his own energy and life to the show,
William Shatner is
obviously.
really like really energetic,
Yes,
yeah.
extremely. So William Shatner enabled Nimoy to step down and become
Yeah.
the super awesome, emotionless Vulcan that we all love
That we all
and
love him.
all, yes, we love
Yeah, we love him so
him.
much.
Yes. But question, were those flowers ever mentioned again? Or like, do we know their name?
We don't know their name. We know that they appear again in Discovery in this episode,
Oh, they
where they
do.
yeah they do.
I don't remember that.
Where they on Talos as well.
Maybe I do. I don't know. My mind's blank
Michael
right
Burnham,
now.
yeah. Michael Burnham visits this planet and also
That's
experiences
neat.
these
That's
flowers.
I need to go back
That's
and
true.
rewatch that one. Huh. So, okay. So for the next scene, this is totally random, totally just my opinion. But on this next scene where the random guy casually walks and then leans on that one rock, he looks to his right, which is our left, and we're watching obviously first, and then he notices the camp settlement, the survivors, he noticed them. And can I just say, this guy's acting was like really good.
Yeah.
Like, so I don't know how to explain this, but a lot of actors are really bad at acting like they've seen something for the first time. Like, they're just like, they either look at it for a long time and then they look away and they're like, oh, wait, what? That's like,
Yeah,
no, you
right.
saw it. You don't have to do like
Exactly.
a double take or anything, but this guy, he was totally just chill and he's like, whoa, like, totally not aware of, and I just really appreciated
Yeah.
that.
Do you know
It's
the name of the
random.
actor?
I don't. Do you? I don't know that guy's name.
I don't either.
Yeah. Anyway, it just looked like he was like
It was.
so real. So like I
They
felt
had a
like
lot of
so
actors there who were.
into, yeah, so lost in the episode.
Yeah.
So really appreciated that part.
So, then they go to this camp of the survivors. They Boyce, Dr. Boyce examines the survivors and tells the captain that their health is actually good, but too good.
Too good,
Too
yeah.
good. It's excellent. Actually, it's too good. And then they meet Vina.
Vina, don't you just love her outfit?
Wow, it is
Oh.
classic.
It's so interesting about what they thought futuristic clothes would look like and all the little
I like
sounds in the
these
Enterprise.
60 clothes. They some two people walking down the corridor and in the first scene,
Yes.
they were in like
Hey,
sandals and
I had a
skirts.
question about that part though. Do you think the original series Enterprise, did they carry around civilians? Or was that just
I don't
Enterprise
know.
D? I wondered that. I was like,
Okay. the normal run of the Enterprise of TOS, there was no one in like civilian clothes.
Yeah,
I can't remember a scene.
Can't remember either. Let us know in the comments below.
Yeah, or on our Instagram and Twitter. We are at the Galileo3.
Galileo3 on both Instagram and Twitter. Go follow us there.
Yeah.
Give us a like on whenever we posted, because we haven't posted yet.
Yeah.
And let us know.
Well, we'll do that soon.
Yes.
So, and a little side fact, Spock is limping. You probably noticed that.
Yes, I did. Why was he limping? I was really
Roddenberry
confused
said that in
part.
The script because of this accident they had on Rigel 7 2 weeks earlier.
Okay.
That was,
wow.
Everyone is injured on the Enterprise, actually. This one officer who hands Pike the report in one of the first scenes has like a plaster here on the forehead or on the neck.
Oh.
It was on the neck.
But, yeah.
And this one con officer has like a bandage around the hand, so everyone has like.
That's true.
Something.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Wow, didn't pick up on that one.
So then the Talosians capture Pike, stun him, and take him down this cavern, where he gets into this cage. Where
and,
the episode has its name.
Yeah.
For.
There you go. We see a creature as he's looking around, as
right.
he just wakes up. He's looking around this sort of, don't know, I get like a zoo-ish vibe from it. Like, because
really.
We see this anthropoid ape. That's what they call it in the scripts. In the script for this episode, the ape was originally described as a flat anthropoid spider thing with ugly
fangs. I didn't know that.
Yeah. And at some point during production, the spider thing became an ape. So the creature was described as an anthropoid ape in the final credits. And it actually does look similar to Mugatu, which we'll see later. See later in the original series.
Of course.
So thought that was pretty cool. And then there was another creature.
Right, this bird, this giant bird. Yeah.
Yeah, he was called the humanoid bird in the, I don't know, I guess the credits. But did you notice that 13 years later, the Enterprise encountered it in Trelane's mansion?
Oh,
did you see it in there?
I didn't see that. I saw
so
that
later,
there's the salt creature from later episode.
Yeah.
So
So for first time original series watchers, later in the original series, the Enterprise goes down to visit Trelane's mansion. Yeah, and you can see the outfit of this bird in his mansion. The director of that episode, Robert Butler, said that the scene was going to be far more extended, like with the bird. So, like, any guesses of like or dreams of what the extended could have looked like extended version of like the bird and stuff. That would have been.
I really do like that they like reuse props and so much of.
Yes.
Other episodes.
Yes. I love that. I wish we could have seen a little bit more with that bird.
Yeah.
On this episode, but it's fun to have seen him displayed in later episodes. So I thought that was pretty neat.
And then
actually there's one more creature, isn't there?
Yeah. No.
We only get to see a shadow. Yeah, we only get to see a shadow. It seems like a crab with like claws,
right?
Or something. Did you know that it was actually a shadow puppet with several fingers added, and the silhouette on a lit background?
Well, that's cool.
That's
I didn't know
so
that.
Cool. It's like maybe they couldn't afford it to get in a whole new like outfit and stuff. So they're just like doing silhouette. That's pretty creative.
And going back to
cool.
To the flowers, do you know how they made this wiggle and shake?
I don't. I never.
I always imagined there was something, someone standing below. And
probably, yeah. Just, yeah, cut off.
Yeah. Now it's time for our weekly Sit Quiz Corner, hosted by my awesome co-host, Sit.
All right, here we go.
All our listeners feel free to guess along at home and tell us how you did.
All right, how many roles? No, how many roles did Majel Barrett have in Star Trek?
Oh, that's a good one. Let me see. She was number one. She was Nurse Chapel. She was the voice of every single board computer on the several starships, searching all the way to Discovery. I would say three.
Three? All right. Is that your final answer?
I don't know. Wait a second. Did I miss something? I would say three, yeah.
All right, so name them again. So, number one.
Number one.
What's the
second
one?
Nurse Chapel.
Nurse Chapel. And then...
Loxana Troy. I forgot about Loxana Troy. Four.
There you go. Four. Four is the correct answer. How many of you got that right away? Yeah. Let us know. Instagram and Twitter, let us know.
Let us know in the comments. Okay. Second question.
Okay, so The Cage takes place how many years before The Man Trap, which is the first episode of the original series?
I know that. That's actually, The Cage is set in 2254. So that's 11 years before.
Intense, there you go.
Yeah,
got
right.
That one.
I know that one.
That's it. Yeah, I wouldn't have guessed that. All right. So, let's go ahead. Let's do one more question.
Okay.
For quiz. Okay. So, this one should be easy.
Mm-hmm.
Complete the quote.
Mm.
Okay. There's a way out of any cage, and blank, blank, blank.
Oh, I'm bad with quotes. right.
There is a way out of any cage.
I know Peg said that. Yeah.
Blank, blank. Yes, he did say that.
No, I don't know.
All right. There is a way out of any cage, and I'll find it.
And
I'll find it.
Obvious. And he did.
Yes, he did. Determination, perseverance, and resolve. That's all qualities a captain must have. And, I mean, he had them.
He had them.
Such a good captain.
Really good captain.
Mm-hmm.
Now, after this great quiz of Sid's, let's talk about the rest of the episode, shall we?
Yes.
Second part starts with the first illusion of Pike finds himself back on Rigel 7 in front of a castle, and he sees Vina, who runs out of there. Yeah. She repeats that they have to hide. And then she runs back into the castle, and Pike chases after her. So, and by the way, I love the face Vina makes when she runs back into the castle. You know that?
Like, oh yes, definitely agree. She's like that. Yes, I love that face.
Yeah, yeah. It was so random.
It was.
Yeah. In the castle, a warrior attacks Pike and Vina. After a short fight, Pike manages to kill this warrior by throwing a knife into his back. Yeah.
I'm sorry, but that warrior just looks so hilarious.
Yeah, it looked like a
I
caveman.
Love the way he
Yeah,
looks.
yeah.
Yes. That one was funny.
So next, the landing party beams down and tries to break open the cavern doors with this giant laser they had. And Zepak, they called them the weapons there laser and not phaser, like in the origin.
Yeah.
And yeah. Then they learn that the Talosians can manipulate their thoughts and what they see and what they think. Actually, Dr. Boyce points that out. And then we learn,
that's right, he knows.
Yeah, then we learn something very interesting, because Vina tells Pike what the Talosians can do and what not.
Mm-hmm.
They say that she says that they can make you do things you don't want to. But they can punish you and force you when you're not cooperative.
I like the simplicity of that, but the very in-depth that the writers thought about this.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I just love the writers in this episode. I know I said it before, but man, just the imaginations they had of what can and can't be done. And I mean, just wow. It fascinates me every time I think about it.
It's really fascinating, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, and shortly after, they do punish Vina and Pike because they're not cooperative. So, and then we see the second illusion they provide for them. Pike and Vina find themselves on a meadow with Pike's horse, who has a name, actually. And do you know the name?
Yeah.
Do you know the name of the horse?
Let's see. I knew the name of the horse. Oh, man. Tell me what it starts with.
With a T.
T?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Oh, I feel like I should know this. T. It's not Teddy.
It's five letters.
Oh, is it TR?
No, it's Tango.
No.
Tango.
Tango.
Yeah.
Yes. Tango. I remember that now.
Yeah.
Yes, I feel disappointed in myself.
Don't have to.
I should have known that one.
Yeah.
All right.
Actually, and then Pike says an interesting line. He says, but we're not here, neither of us. We're in a menagerie, a cage. And you do know that the scenes from this episode were later reused in the original two-parter.
The Menagerie.
The Menagerie, yeah. That's where they got the name from.
Yeah.
So, and then directly after that, they find themselves in another illusion where Vina appears as an Orion slave girl dancing. Yeah.
Just that she's all green.
She's
it's
all
like,
green,
how do they do that?
Very green. Yeah, yeah.
That's so weird.
Mm. Okay. Then the Enterprise landing party in the transporter room is assembled, and Number One and Yeoman Colt dematerialize and materialize in Pike's cell. So. And on the Enterprise, the crew finds that the Talosians are downloading their computer data. And yeah. So.
I remember Vina really hated the competition.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like, why do you need her? Why do you need her? How is she better than me?
Competition with
she, like,
Number One.
It.
Yeah, yeah.
And doesn't Number One say that Vina cannot be as young as she appears, something like that.
Could be, yeah.
I was
I
like,
know that.
how did she pick up on
Yeah.
that?
I know that Vina says to number one that the Talosians will be better off by mating Pike with a computer. That was hilarious. I love that
Yes,
quote. Yeah.
that was hilarious. Yes, like,
Yeah.
oh, dang. Shots fired.
Number one, in that scene had a bit of remind me of Mrs. Spock, the later Mrs. Spock. I mean,
That's true. Yeah.
computer, computerized.
Yeah.
So, on the planet's surface, underneath the surface, Pike overwhelms one Talosian and threatens him to let them see the hole they blast with their laser in the wall. So they get out to the surface, and yeah, then the Talosians find that the human species shows signs of hatred against captivity, and they let Pike go. And they show Pike how Vina looks without their influence, because she was crippled and scarred and disfigured when they found her.
They
Yeah.
didn't have a
And
human to go off of to reassemble her correctly,
Yeah.
so
So they had to
they
do a
just
lot of
did as best as they could.
makeup and yeah,
For
prosthetic.
unfortunately for her, that
Yeah,
wasn't
it was
it wasn't accurate enough,
kind
but
of love the
hey, she's
makeup
living.
they did on her, because
Oh, they that was
it was brilliant. Yeah, it
brilliant.
was.
I love the makeup on
Yeah.
that. That was great.
Yeah. So the Talosians create an image of Pike for Vina, so she can be happy living with him. And this scene was actually used differently in the menagerie.
Oh, it
Yeah,
was.
but we're
We'll
gonna
get to that
talk
later
that in
on.
this episode, right?
Yes.
And what I liked is that Pike in the end said engage.
Oh,
That's
yes.
barely, yeah.
Engage.
Engage. So,
So go ahead, comment in our Instagram, Twitter. Let us know how much you loved or not so much loved
yeah,
this
let us
episode.
know.
Yeah, very curious your thoughts, your opinions on different things, and y'all have trivia that y'all have to share that maybe we didn't mention. Go ahead and share it with us. We're curious.
Yeah,
We want to know your thoughts in a
okay. Mentioning trivia, it's trivia time.
Yes, trivia
Yeah,
time,
trivia
yay.
time. Let's have
Okay,
some background information and trivia by me.
yay.
Yes, we already said that footage from the cage was later reused in the menagerie. And Laura Goodwin is who played Human Colt is actually the only still living cast member who was credited in this episode. It's,
Oh, wow.
yeah,
Really?
it is, yeah.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, it
Huh.
was a long time ago when they filmed that.
Wasn't she like the first yeoman, too?
She was,
I feel
yes,
like she was
actually,
the
yeah.
first yeoman mentioned.
Right.
That's pretty neat. Huh.
So, and in that scene where Pike is with Dr. Boyce in his quarters, he says that there are 203 people on the ship. In the original series, there
Oh,
are
we get a head count.
430. It's almost more
Wow.
than double.
Yeah, right. I didn't know we got a head count in the
Yeah.
original series pilot.
Yeah. So, oh, I have a pretty interesting fact right there. Did you know that the Talosians were supposed to be like these crap kind of beings,
Oh, really?
like alien crap-like creatures? Yeah, they were described in
Supposed
the
to have
script.
claws and
Yeah, right. They were described in the script Although in no way human, they're obviously intelligent and have digital capabilities via six multi-clawed arms and legs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Hey, that's pretty cool.
That is cool.
Instead, they
what
got
do you
a
think?
giant head
Yeah.
and breathing veins.
Right. Which were actually done by Bob Justman. He had like this inflatable rubber thing where he stood off camera and inflated the bear.
That's so cool.
It is.
I love how they made their heads. They just look so neat.
Yeah. So what do you think? Would you have liked to see these crab creatures? Or
I think I would.
Would you have liked
I mean, not maybe not instead, but I would have liked to see seen a prototype of what, instead of just imagining it, I mean, imagination, delusions.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, that would have definitely been have neat to see.
Definitely.
You should, since you're such an amazing artist, you should draw a prototype for them of what it could have looked like. That would be pretty neat. You should do that.
I should try that.
Yeah, that'd be a cool next. And all our other artists out there, why don't y'all go ahead, try to draw a crab-like creature.
Yeah.
That Telosian would have been. We'll
if
pick a favorite.
Description, yeah.
Just tag us. Yeah, go ahead and tag us. Galileo 3 podcast and your drawing, and then we'll pick a favorite and we'll share it on our Instagram and Twitter. We'll see how that goes. See if anybody wants to draw that.
So, next is Yvonne Craig, who played Vina.
Okay.
Actually, auditioned for the role, Yvonne Craig played Marta in a later episode, Whom Gods Destroy. And she auditioned for Vina in this episode.
Oh,
but you weren't cast.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Huh, that's pretty cool.
And Marta in Whom Gods Destroy is also in Orion. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Huh, wow. We'll learn more about the names and the specifics of those people later in the episodes that we cover.
And my last fact is that a Talosian, the figure of a Talosian can be seen in a Star Trek Voyager episode. Future's End.
Oh, really?
Yes, standing on a desk of Rainn Robinson.
Oh, wow, I have to go look that up.
Yeah,
Future's
End,
I have
part
to
one
watch
and two.
That one.
Yep.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Yeah,
that is so
little,
neat.
Yeah.
I have to look at that one.
It is, yeah.
I actually have a trivia of behind the scenes of this one. So the interior of the Enterprise was built on a stage that hadn't been used for years.
Mm-hmm.
While filming the cage, there were some pigeons in the rafters. They were nesting in there. And they would coo whenever they would start filming.
Mm.
So when someone attempted to shoo them away, the pigeons would just fly down to the crew members. So they were the mighty Enterprise were fighting off pigeons. Eventually, they got them to leave by leaving birdseed on the street outside the stage. But I thought that was pretty funny.
That's mature.
The Mighty Enterprise.
Episode. Yeah.
Killer pigeons.
The killer pigeons are coming for you.
Oh, I thought that one was so funny.
Yeah. So we're on to our favorite quotes from this episode.
Oh, there's so many.
I'll start, yeah. Oh, one of my favorite has to be the quote by Dr. Boyce. Sometimes tell bartender things you never tell your doctor.
Mm.
That's such a great such a great quote.
That is. He's like, he knows it.
And a funny one, actually. Where Vina is introduced by this one survivor. He introduces her like, this is Vina. Her parents are dead. I found that so funny. Best way to introduce a person.
It's like, no. What? Thanks for being so insensitive.
Another strange one by Vina. She says to Pike, You appear to be healthy and intelligent, Captain. Prime specimen. I love that.
He's like, okay.
So strange. So, that'll
Yes.
be my favorite top three quotes of this episode. Onto our resume of this episode. So, Sid, how do you like this episode? Rate it from 1 to 10, Dancing Flowers.
Oh wow, 1 to 10 Dancing Flowers. Let's see. this episode is it just fascinates me in so many ways. The writing, the acting, the different components they use, like the little sounds in the Enterprise, the little uniforms,
It all adds
the
together, right?
sets. It really fascinates me. I'm like, fascinating. I can't do it as good as him, but I just love this episode so much. I could watch it over and over
Really,
and over again. So
that's
yeah,
what
I feel like
started it all.
eight. Rate this
Eight.
episode an eight.
That's probably 8.5 or 9
Yeah.
for me. Yeah, it's a
Yeah.
really good episode.
Yeah, I agree.
I
I
love that.
definitely agree. Yeah. What about
So,
you, Roman? What do you think? 8.5 for you or nine?
8.5. Yeah, so around that. I
Yeah.
really do love this episode. It's what started Star Trek for me.
It really did.
Yeah, unless it didn't air like for 30 years or something. Maybe.
There
Well,
you go, but
yeah, but
it's really where it all
beginning of
started.
Star Trek. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, thank you for listening, everybody.
Yes, thank you.
Remember, we're the Galileo 3 on Instagram and Twitter. Follow us there. And yeah, until next
You have
time.
any questions, comments, likes,
Of course.
just drop them in our Instagram and Twitter. Just let us know. We will communicate with you. Love hearing
Will.
y'all's thoughts and everything. So,
And live long and prosper, y'all.
till next time, live long and prosper.